The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
How can I not share this gem from an unknown author who must have spent considerable time to research all of the following? To President Barack Hussein Obama and all 535 voting members of this legislature, and to keep it fair, let's go back a number of decades of U.S. government leaders. It is apparent that many of you must be incompetent. The USPS, that's the post office, was established in 1775. You have had 234 years to get it right, and it's broke. Social Security was established in 1935. You've had 74 years to get it right, and it is broke. Fannie Mae was established in 1938. You've had 71 years to get it right, and it is broke. Medicare and Medicaid was established in 1965. You've had 44 years to get it right, and both of them are broke. Freddie Mac was established in 1970. You've had 39 years to get it right, and it is broke. The Department of Energy was created in 1977 to lessen our dependence on foreign oil. It has ballooned to 16,000 employees with a budget of $24 billion per year, and we import more oil than ever before. And now, gas is approaching $5 per gallon. You have had 32 years to get it right, and it is an abysmal failure. You have failed in every government service you have initiated with enthusiasm while overspending our tax dollars. And now you want Americans to believe you can be trusted with a government-run healthcare system called Obamacare? We are broke. In the last several decades, we have provided foreign aid to many countries, some not even our friends. America, a country where we have homeless without shelter, children going to bed hungry, elderly going without needed medications, and mentally ill without treatment, etc. If all of the foregoing information is indeed true, we Americans must vote in more competent leaders with more compassion for our own needy. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.